Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the feast of St. James the Apostle, and from the United States we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sensenawa Dominican Sisters, who has done many things in her congregation, from leadership to secondary education to retreat work, and is currently providing pastoral care for their retired sisters in Muskego, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled The Halo Effect.
Our reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes in psychology, we talk about what's known as the halo effect. This happens when a person lives in the shadow of another who is powerful, rich, beautiful, intelligent, or otherwise special. If I spend time with that person and am seen with him or her, I might also be perceived as sharing that person's stellar qualities. In other words, I gain positive attention by being associated with one who already has it. Maybe this was what was going on when the mother of James and John pleaded with Jesus to give her sons the places of honor in his kingdom. Notice that her sons were right on it when they agreed that they'd be willing to drink the same chalice that Jesus drank from. Little did they know what the chalice contained. Little did they imagine the intense suffering and death that Jesus would endure. Could they ever have imagined that this powerful man, who seemed invulnerable, would soon be hanging nailed to a cross with, in fact, a thief on each side of him, and themselves cowering in fear at what they could not even watch? So much for places of honor. What they didn't realize, nor did their proud mother, was that in the vision of Jesus' kingdom, the last are first, and the first are last. It's all turned upside down for a whole new perspective. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. So now, where would you like to sit?